Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. I just came from a party. That was wonderful and very nice. And I wish to you all Merry, Merry Christmas.
Christmas Eve in Pennsylvania. When someone mentions Christmas, it's the one I always think of. My mama taught me in my bunk, she told me that I may hear sleigh bells on the roof. If you awake, you better play that. I make cookies for the reindeer, and you might run them off if they see you.
Whatever.
Teasing, that's if Santa comes at all, say goodnight. Love you, mom, when you think you're gonna wake us? I'm so anxious.
I told you, silly, 7:38
Trying hard to practice patience while I'm guessing on my presents. I asked him for a Michael Jackson glove, a couple wrestlers, now I'm restless. I whispered at my brother, but he's sleeping, didn't think I would be able to. I woke up from a dream and seen the class at 3 a.m. I know I need to try to shut my eyes and cover up, but I just wanna climb out of this bunk and try to look and maybe get a glimpse of Santa Claus.
Santa?
It might be meant for me to be the only kid who does, but I was dumb using my imagination. I know the right thing to do was climb back in the blanket. Right when I was ready, changing my mind, something unbelievable happened. It's hard to fathom, explain and describe. You ever heard the saying silence is loud? Felt like someone's behind you or right beside you, trying to guide you to sound. You wasn't certain you heard, even harder to prove. I hear harnesses, hooves crossing the top of my roof. Gotta be smooth and maneuver, the door squeaks when it opens. Tiptoeing is risky, get to the hallway and notice. I close my eyes before I got to the overlook. Butterflies over to my body. I count to five and I open them. Holy fuck, it's Santa. He's standing below me, I'm staring breathless. His presence is fluorescent, he's glowing. And out of nowhere, my mama walked in the room where he was. She was nude, he started smooching her, using his tongue. Fucking gross. Santa is standing inside my house and his dick is out. When my mom put her lips around it to kiss it, it's when I yelled at the top of my lungs, Santa, get your liver spotted dick off my mom. Santa was stunned, he said,
ho ho.
Screamed at my mom, so then she snapped at me,
get your ass back to sleep in your bunk.
I said, I seen the nasty things you were doing. I saw you going down on Santa. No wonder why you and daddy divorced. Santa said,
joy to the world.
That's when my mom interrupted and tried explaining.
Look, I thought you and your brother were tucked and I started drinking watching Christmas Vacation. Should've told you the truth. Didn't wanna take the mystery of Christmas away yet. You're just a kid and you were never meant to see that.
No shit.
See, back when dads are coming by on Christmas Eve, that's when things happen. That would change the course of Christmases to come. It's hard to keep track what year it was when this begun. But I was shocked like you when I saw Santa in the room, mesmerized. He said my cookies were the best he tried. He let me ride his sled, we did a few deliveries. One lucky night he tried to take me through a chimney and we got stuck inside, and that's the year when this was started. Trapped inside a chimney in his arms, God. I feel my heart is beating out of my chest. Feelings that we can press. Not even y'all or Mrs. Claus or kissing her gifts could stop the intimate kiss we had. I know you kids look at Santa like he's a saint.
Not anymore.
When I see him, I think of sex.
What? Mama, how can you look at his wrinkly ass? I bet to see his dick, you gotta lift up a crease of flab. And she just laughed and said,
his belly ain't the only thing big and fat, you can trust me.
I told her, fuck you, mama, you're disgusting. This must be a terrible nightmare. I hope so, cause Santa's a perv and mom's a ho, ho, ho.
To the rooftop.